Every year at this time, we speak with Craig Wattman, partner at Pitcher Partners, about the budget. Craig, good morning to you. What's your take?
Good morning, Ross. Well, it was really the budget light version, wasn't it? It was the budget we weren't really meant to have, because without the intervention of Cyclone Alfred, it's very likely that the government would have already called the election and would have been in caretaker mode, so they weren't really planning for a proper budget, and I think that that showed last night.
Yeah, Craig, it sort of looked like it was budget as management rather than budget as big ideas.
Absolutely, Russ. You know, there were some election sweeteners in there. We had the tax cuts, which you've just mentioned, very modest tax cuts, the extension of the energy bill relief, and for students, a commitment to reduce their student loans by a whopping 20%, subject to getting into power again. But aside from that, there wasn't a lot of major reforms, or no major reforms at all, really.
Now, this is interesting, because you have referred to the major tax cuts. Last time this government went to an election, they promised stage three tax cuts. They broke their promise, didn't deliver. They promised no changes to the taxation arrangements on superannuation. They broke their promise. Why on earth do we then, are we like goldfish? That last time they made promises and broke them, and now we faithfully report that they've made a promise. Why would we have any expectation that they would carry them out?
Indeed. Well, it's yeah, it's very easy to make these sort of promises just prior to an election, whether they'll be in power, and whether they, even if they are in power, they have the ability to get them through the Senate is a different issue altogether, Ross. But I think, you know, there was no hint of any tax reform in the budget. Obviously, we've been talking about that for some time, but I think that during the next term of government, whichever side of politics is in power is going to be forced to deal with the elephant in the room, which is that our current tax system is simply not set up to deal with the increases in productivity that we will need in the future to repair the budget. So the next government, whoever that is, I think we'll need to look at these major tax reform, productivity reform issues.
So Craig, last night I was watching the budget, and the Treasurer did mention productivity, and then I just couldn't quite work out where he was going with regard to a solution to productivity.
Yes, and I don't think they've quite worked that out, Russ. I mean, from a business point of view, for example, they would have been very disappointed in last night's budget. They would have been disappointed with the fact that there was no extension of the instant asset tax write-off or any other real measure to encourage them to expand their operations and hire more people into the future. That is productivity, and that's what we need. We need to be encouraging those businesses that drive the economy to expand, because that's the only way that we're going to repair the budget into the future.
So tell me about this figure of $1 trillion. Is that what we're going to double-barrel question? It's a two-parter. Number one, are we going to end up owing $1 trillion? And part two, $1 trillion seems a lot for 26 million people.
Yes, the answer is yes, and yes, it is a lot. And, you know, this is about the future generations of taxpayers, which goes to the point that I just made. The system that we have at the moment is not capable of repaying that sort of debt. It's not capable of encouraging the productivity that we will need to bring us back into surplus over the forward estimates period. So there's going to need to be some real structural reform changes coming.
So, Craig, the Treasurer said that we'd turned the economy, you turned the corner. I mean, we all hope that that is true. Is there evidence that that is the case?
There's certainly evidence that there's a modest increase in growth, Russ. Yes, absolutely, but it is modest. The Treasurer is obviously trying not to to put in place measures that are going to blow out inflation again, because we all want the interest rates to come down. But, yeah, there's modest growth in the forecast.
Good on you, Craig. Craig Wattman, partner at Pitcher Partners.